May's Biography by Jean Barry Arbuckle. Anna May Whiting was born October 11, 1884, in St. John's, Arizona. As the oldest daughter, she served as a sort of second mother to the rest of the Whiting family after they moved to Mapleton, Utah, when she was four. Few could keep up with her when she did housework, schoolwork, or babysitting, for her whole heart was always in whatever she was doing. When necessary, she could manage an old-time washing by the age of 10. She could also cook, sew, and sing. She won prizes for debating and memorizing New Testament verses. She was industrious, always doing something extra, such as cleaning the basement, the yards, or the windows. Then, when she was 17, the Whiting family moved back to St. John's. Herbert Alonzo Barry, only a few months older than May, moved to St. John's with his family 2 weeks after the Whitings. When Herbert met May, he recalled a journey he had taken to Utah with his father when he was 14. They had stopped for noon at House Rock Springs when he saw a picket fence in the distance. He rode down to see what it was and found a gravestone marked May Whiting. It was an amazement. May and Herbert attended high school together, but it wasn't until January 1, 1905, that he got up enough courage to propose to her. They were returning from a picnic, with Herbert driving the buggy and Frank and Martha in the back seat. When May said yes, Herbert promptly dropped one rein and nearly overturned the buggy. They were married October 5, 1905, in the Salt Lake Temple. They bought the old Barry log house, but later moved to the meadows and farmed and raised sheep and sold at a profit. Then they were able to buy cattle cheap and sell them for cash at a good profit. In St. John's again, they replaced the log cabin with the first cement brick house in town. Herbert taught school winters and worked summers at the sawmill he owned with Edwin Whiting. When he sold his share of the mill, he was able to proceed with his ambition to study dentistry. Herbert and May rented the home and left for Chicago with their children, Effie, Mary, Kay, and Lee. Frank and Martha met them in Chicago. They found that city a poor place to raise children, so after 2 years in Chicago, May and the children returned to Arizona, where she taught school at Alpine, while Herbert finished dental school in Chicago. Herbert graduated in 1916 with a degree of Doctor of Dental Surgery, and returned to St. John's, where May and the children had moved back into the new home. Their third daughter, Norma, was born while they lived in St. John's. When he took the state examination for a license to practice, one of the examiners, Dr. Blaine, offered Herbert a position in Prescott, Arizona. Herbert accepted and was with him for 2 years until the family moved to Mesa in 1919. There May worked in Steak MIA, as she had done in St. John's. When the family moved to Phoenix, Bishop John H. Udall asked her to be Relief Society president. When Herbert was made one of the seven presidents of the 70s Quorum, Pres J.R. Price called all of the Quorum as stake missionaries. May was also called and together they enjoyed much success. Helen and Dean, their last two children, were born to them in Mesa. During the Depression the family moved to Holbrook. A few days after they arrived, Stake Relief Society president Sister Rogers asked them to come to Snowflake, where she wanted them to go from ward to ward doing dental work. The school agreed to pay one-third of the dental costs, the Relief Society one-third, the parents one-third, and Herbert worked at a reduced price. The arrangement guaranteed all work. They had a trailer made with a dental chair, a sink, and electric power. May served as Herbert's dental assistant. The family made a comeback. Within 2 years they built the Forest Motel with 28 units, and added a dental office in front. After Herbert passed the Dental Board of California, they moved to Linwood in 1942, where Herbert had the best dental practice of his career. They bought a home and built a dental office next door, and eventually increased their holdings on Long Beach Boulevard until they owned most of the block. In 1947, Herbert and May were called on a mission to the Central States Mission, where he served as first counselor under Dr. Frank Brown, his cousin and brother-in-law, and she served as supervisor of the mission YWMIA. They were called home from their mission when their daughter Effie died, leaving five children. After 50 years of marriage, May's health failed and Herbert sold his dental practice. They moved to Tucson, Arizona, and lived with Norma and Randy for 9 months until May passed away September 11, 1955. She is buried at Rose Hills Memorial Park in Whittier, California. Herbert later married May's widowed sister, Martha. They find joy in playing the guitar and mandolin together, and have made a tape recording of folk songs with Min and Elda. Herbert has told Martha that he doesn't know why he was so fortunate to have two such wonderful and loving wives as the two Whiting sisters he married.